My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
In the Loop with Brandon Scott, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Rolling along, and this is Cap or No Cap. Is it a lie? Is it the truth? The OG John Lopez presents a statement or idea, cap or no cap, and we respond. Yeah. Is it a lie? Is it not? Cap or no cap?
All right, you tell me.
Take it away.
We were just talking about all things going on in our city. We've been talking about that here and there, trying to keep people informed. So this one, all right? Center Point Vice President of Operations Darren Carroll was asked some questions yesterday, and he was asked, and we've been getting a lot of this. We were talking about how Kingwood is still looks like the hurricane just happened.
Yeah, it looks
and
like a
power still out.
Third world country in some cases.
Somebody said some of those other neighborhoods up in the Northeast and all that. So he was asked, why are hundreds of work trucks sitting and waiting for work orders for hours on end? And we've seen pictures of that. Just trucks just sitting in a parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, doing nothing. And he said, quote, that's a fair question. Totally empathize with customers thinking that and wondering that. What I will tell you is that it's safety that's at the forefront of everything we do. Now, nobody here is saying safety is not at the forefront of everything everybody does.
And it has to be with what they do. They do a dangerous job.
But again, this is not the right answer. The right answer is you should be prepared for all of these things. There are rumors that there are some money issues in terms of what they're negotiating with these out-of-town workers that have been coming in, etc. So cap or no cap, only because of safety are these hundreds of work trucks sitting and doing nothing.
Listen to me. You bring me Centerpoint information.
Yeah.
Centerpoint statements. I am going to lean toward cap. I don't even care what it's about, but specifically on this.
Just automatically.
They are, what did the graffiti say? Centerpoint list.
Yeah.
They are not deemed trustworthy. I do not see how I could give them the benefit of the doubt. If you're asking me cap or no cap, I am going to lean toward cap.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's all cap, man. They saying anything to not look bad.
Yeah.
And I do agree, like, to your earlier point of, like, safety. I think both things can be true, right? Like, safety is part of this. Like,
well,
I think
nobody's saying not. Yeah.
It is a half true.
Yeah.
And so
be prepared.
In that sense, to me, it is cap. Like, more than anything, more to the point, this does feel like a lack of preparation. And as the person that has to give the company line, as the person that has to speak on behalf of the company, he can't just flat out come out and say that.
Yeah.
But we know what time it is. We not dumb.
That's kind of like Dusty saying, oh, HIPAA. Hey, this is HIPAA.
Yeah, HIPAA. That's a good pull.
I wish we were doing cap or no cap when Dusty was doing
that. Hey, that's a good pull, Figgy. You're right. That would have been good.
All right. Cap or no cap. Kevin Durant has been asked about what we talked about yesterday. We were all saying, look at that picture, man. He looks like he's 6'11", 7 foot.
Tell the truth, KD.
Yeah, well, did he?
Because I have to ask you how tall you are. How tall? Why? Because there's some huge controversy about you being a lot taller than 6'10 with this Team USA photo shoot that happened.
I guess those guys might be shorter than what their,
come on,
what their
man.
Numbers say. I'm 6'9", though. So it looks like Bam Adebayo is probably 6'8".
He's taking shots.
Instead of 6'10", and AD is probably 6'9", you know? So they probably adding a little more in their height while I'm keeping mine at the same, you know? I'm not lying about my height.
You look just as tall as Embiid, and he's listed at 7 feet. So you're saying those guys are all lying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Embiid's not 7 feet.
I just thought maybe you're 7'2", and you've been lying this whole time.
Nah.
No.
KD's doubling down, man.
That is...
He's saying five dudes are lying.
Listen, that is my favorite piece of... I'm so glad we waited till this late in the show to play that. That is my favorite piece of audio that I have heard in a long time. Because KD is trolling there, by the way.
He said they're lying.
Oh, he's joking. He's trolling. KD knows. We all know. Everybody knows. This is almost like the Stevie Wonder Ain't Blind joke.
It is.
Type of thing.
That's exactly what it is.
Everybody know KD is at least 7 feet, maybe taller, maybe 7'1", and that he would double. What? Joel Embiid ain't 7 feet tall. Joel Embiid is, like, if you just see Joel Embiid in person, you will think that, and he's obviously not, but you will think that that is the largest human being to ever walk the earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, he is that massive of a dude. And KD, I've seen him play in person, every bit as tall as Joel Embiid. He ain't no damn 6'9".
This ain't even cap. He's just straight up lying. This is a lie, man. I want him to take a test. I want him to actually get his height weight.
Just put your socks on.
Yeah, just, hey, let's stop all the conversation. Just let's see how tall you really are.
This is cap. But I like it.
I know.
I am entertained by it. I am here for it. Let us keep this going.
I wonder how tall he thinks Shaq is.
6'7"?
Oh, Shaq only about 6'10".
Could have been a guard.
All right.
Undersized.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Cap or no cap? Aaron Boone was asked about the Yankees' struggles. He's, by the way, they've lost 17 of 23 games. He said, quote, the World Series is right there in front of us. Cap or no cap? Yankees.
Oh, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This is uncomfortable because they are flailing. They are on
17 of 23.
On a skid. I mean, you mentioned it, 17 of 23. But it's a talented team.
Mm-hmm.
They started off really hot. They still have a really good run differential, one of the best in baseball. I'm a reluctantly Astros fan here, reluctantly giving them credit. I'm going to go no cap on this. I think it's wide open, and I think they're one of the better teams in baseball. I'm going to go no cap.
Yeah, I agree. I think no cap. I think he right now they going through a little something right now, but I think once they get into the postseason, I think he'll probably feel a little more confident.
Now I'm rooting against it, obviously. I can't tell you how much it would annoy me if we backdoored a Rangers World Series with a Yankees World Series.
Yeah.
And y'all know I'm a basketball guy. You mix in the Mavericks going to, I know they got smoked in the finals, but like just rivals exceeding. I ain't no hater, but I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't feel great about
it. Yeah, reluctantly, I'm going to agree with both of you, because no matter how much they've faded every year, and they have of late, last year especially, it is, if you're going to get technical about it, it is right there in front of them.
Who is it not right there in front of?
Well, but they're a contender.
That's what I'm saying.
When
you think about it, if you are a contender, if you do have a good record, I know the Astros are slightly on the outside looking in, but we understand. They're hawking the Mariners. But if you're right there in the mix, and even the Mariners themselves should view themselves this way.
Yeah.
Right there in the mix. Mm-hmm. The World Series, at least in your view, should be right there in front of you.
Yeah.
I think they should all view it that way.
All right, these next two are my favorite two, man. Ryan Day, Ohio State coach. He's your favorite guy, Figgy. Ryan Day, Ohio State head football coach.
Your guy.
Was asked about Michigan's success, getting to the championship Final Four, getting to a championship, beating Ohio State how many years in a row now? Three, four?
Don't do Figgy like this.
Ryan Day was asked if Michigan's huge success in the last few years puts added pressure on him or Ohio State. And he said, no, we don't worry about it.
No, that, come on now.
That man is a liar, man. He is a liar, man. He should get fired just from that.
Fair to say that you think this is cap?
Yeah. Dude,
tell us how you really feel, Figgy.
So they got Chip Kelly as a offensive coordinator. Yeah. He should take over as head coach.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
After that
hot take.
Wow. After that comment. Yes. Yeah, no, I think he's gonna be watching his back for real though, man.
Dude, the swimming coach watches his back if he loses 3 years in a row to Michigan. You don't think the football coach does?
Bro, this is cap.
This is cap.
That is crazy,
this
man.
This is so cap. We understand how much Michigan and Ohio State obsess over each other.
Yeah.
And over the last, half decade or however it is, it has gone back and forth.
Yeah.
Where Ohio State was dominating, then Michigan was dominating it.
Yeah.
And on both fronts, when it was Ohio State, you better believe it was on the front of mind of Michigan and Harbaugh and them. And now that it's flipped, it is for sure front of mind of Ryan.
And the only reason it's not that not a bigger deal is because one of those years Ohio State actually got into the playoffs.
They did.
Yeah.
That year they still lost to Michigan.
And had an epic performance a la C.J. Stroud, or courtesy of C.J. Stroud, even in defeat.
This is a huge cap. Like I said,
cap.
The tennis coach loses 3 years in a row to Michigan. He's obsessed with it. He's I'll forget football. All right, how about this one? Cap or no cap? Britney Spears. We are all familiar with her work. Recently broke up with her latest boyfriend or whatever, and she had that divorce, or what, about a year and a half ago or whatever it is. She's out there a little bit. She said she is swearing off men for as long as I live. No more men for Britney Spears.
This one is tricky. This one is tricky because, not to be insensitive, but this is just the real.
Yeah.
We all know Britney ain't right. The girl ain't right. How old is Britney Spears now?
40-something?
I do think you reach an age where certain things are, like, optional. Like, you can live with them or without them.
Yeah, and certain things are not.
But I'm just saying, no, we got primal instincts. I get it. We got primal instincts.
Yeah.
But that's one of them that does start to wear after a while. Maybe she's done with relationships because she have, like, situationships. I'm going to go ahead and go no cap with this.
Oh, come on,
I'm going to go no cap with this. She's getting up to an age.
She's 42, by the way.
And she ain't right. Who want to put up with that to begin with? Yeah. Hey, and we see her movies. We see her receipts that she got with relationships. Yeah. I can see this. I'm going to go no cap.
Come on.
I'm going to say cap. I think right now she probably in the moment where she like, I'm done, all this other stuff. But I think a couple years later, she going to find somebody that.
You know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I went to Mexico a couple of months ago, got really, really drunk, had to go to a Mexican.
I ain't never drinking again.
I wasn't never drinking again.
Yes.
That lasted about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly
then
what it
is. Then I drank again.
I mean, how many?
But in the moment, I promise you, I promised to God I was never drinking again.
Yeah.
And I meant it. I meant it in the moment.
That's exactly what it is. Because I'm going to say women, but it applies to men too. How many women have said after a breakup, another breakup, maybe three or four like Britney Spears in the last couple of years, have said, I'm never going to be with another man again. And then, I think a lot of people would say at 42 years old, women are in their sexual prime. You know, they say 35 to 45 or something like that. I've read that, whatever. It may be true, maybe not true. She said, quote, I found the exact quote. I will never be with another man for as long as I live.
I know I had fun with this and said that it was no cap, but let's just be honest.
It's cap.
Brittany ain't right. I feel like almost anything she says is unreliable.
Well, that's true, too.
By default, yeah. If it's a Britney Spears quote, you got to lean toward cap anyway.
Yeah.
That is Cap or No Cap on In the Loop. He's John Lopez. I'm Brandon Sky here with Figgy Fig. Coming up on In the Loop, Derrick Henry took a shot. But was he wrong? We'll go around the NFL next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.